When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media. Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
Hello, and welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing, the place where I show people how to escape the rat race using real estate. All you gotta do is one thing, just shift your focus from making piles of money to making streams of money. Change that one thing just one time and you are on your way to financial freedom. Now, it's not the most exciting path, but it is the fastest. And once you get there, life then becomes exciting. That's what we're doing this for, right? That's why we get up every day and do what we do. Got a very interesting tweet this past week. A set of tweets and emails and Facebook messages from a podcast listener trying to track me down to track down the free course. And, you know, I feel like I've mentioned that so many times on this show. I mean, from day one, but maybe I haven't mentioned it in a while. So maybe I can't take that for granted that I've talked about it over and over and over again, but it hasn't gone anywhere. It's still exactly where it's always been. So if you too are looking for the free course I've provided since the very beginning of this show, it's still available. In fact, it's new and improved. I updated it a few months ago. I think I talked about it a lot, made a lot of announcements then. And you can find it at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's the same location it's always been. It's new and improved. It's in a more shortened format, so you can get through the material faster. It walks you through just the meat on how to do a wholesale deal, specifically how to make $10,000 in the next 30 days or less. I left out all the fluff. There's no rah-rahs, just plain and simple, to the point, how-to stuff. And that's available to you for free at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Alrighty, a lot of awesome activity going down inside the private Facebook group for Academy members. I mean, every day something just amazing happens that, you know, continues to amaze me, because that's what amazing things do. They amaze you. And I'm really impressed by the quality of the group with regards to how giving they are. I mean, and how helpful they are with each other. There's so much exchange of information. And I mentioned a while back about a certain member who is using Epic Fast Funding in a very creative way to close more deals. And I've asked him to join me here on the show to share with you, in case you aren't a member of the private Facebook group, and if you would like to be, you have to become an Academy member first. That's how you become a member. But I asked him to come on the show so he could share it with you as well in detail, exactly what he's doing. So without further ado, please help me welcome Josh Swanson to the show. Josh, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Very, very good. So you had a very exciting experience that you shared with inside the private Epic Facebook group, and I want to talk all about that. You've come up with a pretty creative way to use the resources we provide here and close deals. But if you can just first start off by giving me a little bit of a background on you, how you got started in real estate investing, and bring me up to date to what your business looks like today.
All right, sounds good. I mean, I'll try to make it brief. It's, you know, it's always kind of a long story, but a couple of things that's happened in my life. You know, I, you know, kind of did the whole, like, first part of the Rich Dad Poor Dad thing, you know, seems like so many of us did. And I was actually a pilot, you know, kind of the same as Robert Kiyosaki. And then I read the Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I was like, oh, shoot, you know. So things started changing. I started going, basically, I went to, like, a couple of, like, real estate things where, you know, these expensive gurus were telling me, like, to call the banks and, you know, speak to the asset manager and talk about their non-performing assets. And then they just be granted this kingdom of, you know, this vault. They open up the secret vault for you if you knew that secret. You know, this is stuff that doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept studying. And then one day, you know, it was actually kind of like a low point in my life. I mean, I was still flying with the airlines. It's just not making too much money. The first few years there, you don't. And I was actually in Orlando. I'd moved here to try to get into real estate, you know, for the buy and hold market, because the rentals make a lot of sense out here. And I just got really broke. And so I was actually one of those those blood banks donating plasma just for like grocery money, like trying to figure out something to listen to. But again, it's like real estate podcasts, and then I see I ran across yours and just like listening to it, and you know, then I listened to all of them, and then I just been following you for years, and that just changed everything for me and turned it into like instead of like, you know, just paying money and doing this stuff that doesn't work, and now I'm wholesaling full time. Quit the airlines finally, I could afford to, and making more money than ever.
Fantastic. So you're wholesaling full time now?
Yeah, absolutely.
How long ago did you quit your job at the airlines?
6 months ago, I made the official transition. I was kind of like, you know, on sick leave for a while or something, and, you know, it was basically that just finished up, and I was making a lot of good money doing wholesaling, and things are just getting better than ever, so this time couldn't afford to work anymore.
Got it. Fantastic. You know, a lot of people are looking at real estate and wholesaling and flipping and as, you know, that's what they want to go do. They want to make that transition from their daytime job to becoming a full-time wholesaler, at least a full-time real estate investor. How long of a transition was that for you? And, you know, what were some of the challenges for you doing that?
It depends. I mean, it was probably harder than it needed to be. Following you, I mean, drastically speed up the process. I mean, if it wasn't for your programming, it's better than anything I've ever paid any kind of money for. And it actually worked. It made sense. Move at the speed of instruction, like all kinds of things like that. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much, you know, following you over the years. So that sped it up. I mean, you know, if you just take the time, pay attention and focus and really dedicate yourself to it, I mean, you can do it fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. But you definitely have to follow someone like yourself and really, you know, take the instruction and use it.
So actually do what you learn.
Yeah. Yeah, don't just talk about it. Actually, you know,
right.
Make the phone call, send the letter.
Okay, perfect. So what was the first thing you did to start generating leads?
Actually, I was trying to do it, you know, I was trying to like meet people and stuff. So I became a real estate agent down here in Orlando. And one thing led to another, and I got involved with a wholesale real estate brokerage. Mm-hmm. It's called Altura Investments. And what we do is it's basically just wholesaling, but under like a real estate brokerage.
Okay.
And so, you know, that really kind of got things going. And like when I applied for the job, they're like, okay, well, we have these signs that you have to stick in the ground, you know, and you know, you better stick them. You better do 100 a month at least, or, you know, we're going to fire you. And, you know, to me, before, I was, like, trying to do, like, some bandit signs and dummy signs and stuff, you know, just try to generate things on my own. And I could pay, like, $5 for one. It was all I could afford. So I'd stick one sign, and here these guys are giving me, you know, telling me if I didn't stick at least 100 a month, I'm fired. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, this is awesome. So they gave me all these signs. I'm just sticking them everywhere, and the phone's just ringing off the hook ever since.
Got it. So the thing was, there was actually somebody there to force you to put the signs out.
Yeah, well, I mean, and to give them to me for free, because it was just always a money thing, you know, it's always like $10 short, you know, like I said, I'd go buy bandit signs like one at a time, you know.
Right.
It was just, I was doing, I don't know, the best I could at the time, but now I had the supplies and also the guy, you know, telling me if I didn't, I was fired. But,
right,
you know, that
right.
was good. I would have done it anyway.
Us humans are sometimes a little bit more, or frequently more motivated by the pain of being, say, quote unquote, fired than we are by pursuing the pleasure of, you know, a paycheck and, you know, a life of freedom.
Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know? So that accountability, I see it based on what you've shared with me so far, is probably a big reason for your success. So today, how many, you've been doing this for 6 months. On average, how many properties are you wholesaling a month?
This last month was my best month. I have 6 closings coming up. Our boss, another thing too, they're kind of Glengarry and Glenn Ross over there a little, but you have to do 3 a month or you're fired. At least be involved in like one side of the transaction, either acquiring the property or being the one to sell it and get the check. So, yeah. So, I mean, 1 a week, we're basically just considered like average.
Okay. All right. So you're still working for that company?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And they give you all of your marketing materials?
Yeah, absolutely, which is great, except any kind of letter campaign. They don't do that, which is probably why I still haven't done that yet, but that's the next thing, you know. I mean, I bought stamps and looking red, can't find the right list.
All right, so everything that you're doing right now to do 6 closings a month is based off of just bandit signs?
And Craigslist. Actually, I got my girlfriend involved. She takes properties we get and just makes Facebook ads or Craigslist ads and everything. She's real creative with it. And you know, to be honest, like that's kind of replaced the band signs altogether, you know, that. And then, you know, sometimes when we get an off market property, put it on Postlist or something. But yeah, that's
okay.
Basically it.
So what part of Craigslist are you guys posting in?
Just the, for sale by owner.
Just for sale by owner. Really simple.
Yeah. And you know, you get a lot of mixed reviews on Craigslist. A lot of weird is gone. They get a filter out of court.
But. Of course. It is Craigslist.
It's
not the holy grail. You do have to weed through a lot of crazy stuff to get to the good stuff. So how are you finding your motivated sellers then? Are you finding them on Craigslist now as well?
Actually, down here in Orlando, we can still make a full-time living just on REOs and bank foreclosures.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it's 99%, or probably about 90% MLS.
Okay, so is this why you're still with the that company, is because you need access to the multiple listing service?
Right. Yeah, it's all, part of the system,
Got it. All right, so you're finding properties on the multiple listing service, REOs, and through the banks, and then you go and put, you are writing a contract on your own behalf, like you're the buyer?
No, we have like investors that will, you know, be our buyers.
Okay.
You know, who actually, you know, will close if they need to or whatever, or do the transactional funding. And then basically, like, the market's been so good down here lately, like, we're taking stuff with zero inspection, you know, just closing every time. Mm-hmm. You know, 99 times out of 100, every once in a while, of course, something, you know, the deal's just not right, the house is really that messed up, and
mm-hmm.
got to give it back. But
okay. So, all right, I hear a little bit more information every time I ask a question, so I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this. So how are you different than just a real estate agent then, if you already have buyers in place and you're just finding stuff off the multiple listing service?
Because we actually buy and sell.
So you actually buy the property and then resell it?
Everything's under contract, yeah. Like, every property we have is not, you know, no one can just, you know, call the realtor and compete for the property with us. They're,
got it.
We're actually everything, our investors have, you know, locked up to buy, and then, you know, if we can get them, you know, enough of a spread, you know, for our cut too, then, you know, they sell it off to the other guys so they can do the flip or keep it as a buy and hold.
Okay, I understand. Cool. All right, it's very different, but hey, if it pays, why not? It's all, I mean, the principle is the same, just the compensation structure is a little different, that's all.
Yeah.
Super, I understand. Okay, so just recently, you were posting inside the private Facebook group about how you used Epic Fast Funding to close a deal. And it was a very creative way that you did that. Can you walk me through that?
Yeah, well, you know, whenever we have our buyers come out and, you know, office signs or whatever, and they talk about, you know, wanting to invest in the property, and they're short on money, and, you know, the main thing they always say is seller financing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a lot of times their deals don't go their way, especially if they're bank foreclosures, obviously. So, pitch hard money a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, you've said on your show like countless times when you, you know, compare the two, Epic Fast Funding, you know, just blows away hard money.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you can get it for basically free. You don't have to put down 30% or anything like that. So it made a lot of sense for these people. And so we signed them up, and my FICO score is not good enough, so I didn't actually qualify. So I wasn't able to go through the whole process. And so I didn't exactly know what it was, but I knew, like, you were behind it, so it had to be good. And sure enough, it worked for them. But the only problem was we had a situation where their money just wasn't ready in time for closing. They thought it was going to be, but then all of a sudden, you know, they missed something in the program or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
I got stuck, so I just reached out for help. And then, you know, I thought one of the other club members would answer me, but then you came in and you were like, you know, here, I got you, you know, I'll take care of it. And, you know, you helped me because it was just like an emergency situation. You know, it was awesome. You know, you're right there in my back.
Cool. I'm glad I could help. I didn't realize it was that big of a deal. I didn't know that was that much of an emergency for you. So I'm glad I did help. It's always sucks to lose deals based on dumb little, you know, what do they call it? Technicalities.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a $40,000 hit or anything like that, but it was still like a big one. Mm-hmm. And the short sale would have actually been sold. The people that got a foreclosure, there was no more extensions with the bank. And so, I mean, that was just like the final closing date, or we totally would have missed it. And it worked. They were able to get it. These people were smiling from ear to ear. They gave me a hug at closing. They're like, you guys did it. You came through. And they're like basically practically $0 out of their pocket, I think, you know, and then uh-huh. they're halfway through their flip and, you know, getting ready to do more all year. And it was awesome.
Sweet.
That's been a great tool.
So now you're using that for your buyers as an alternative to hard money.
Yeah, that's the primary thing. Like, even if you have the cash, you know, as long as you have a FICO score and, you know, good stated income, you should just do it.
Right. Love it. Making it happen. So tell me about your future. What do you see for the future? Do you see yourself staying with this company forever, or are you going to eventually go out on your own?
Hope to retire with them, but in 2 years.
In two years?
I mean, that's kind of the goal, you know, with the company. Like, you say, you can't afford to work there too long just because, you know, you learn the process and start making so much money. And, you know, it's really cool then to, like, train us and stuff. But, you know, it just happens. Like, a lot of people just make a lot of money and start doing their own flips and, you know, retiring early. And that's my dream, you know, to get out of the rat race. And
got it.
Everything.
All right, so you're going to retire in 2 years. So are you acquiring buy and holds as well, or what's the plan for that?
That's the plan, you know. That's, like, something, like, I really want to start getting more, like, your methods for getting the seller financing. And, you know, just, that's another thing in this next year is one of my goals for the year. It's, like, really learn how to start getting some of that, because it's the only way I could really afford to do the buy and holds right now. But yeah, absolutely. Just cash flow and, you know, get a few.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing the story, Josh. If people wanted to get a hold of you, if they're inspired by your story in any way, or maybe they want to do business down in Orlando, how would they reach out to you?
The best way would be to, I think almost everyone on the Facebook page has my number, but my best email address is joshuaswanson13@gmail.com.
joshuaswanson13@gmail.com.
That's it.
Super. All right. And then everyone is also connecting with you in the private Facebook group as well. So if you're a member of the Epic Pro Academy, then you have access to Josh there also. All right, Josh. Well, thanks, bud. I appreciate you sharing your experience with us, and let's do it again sometime.
Awesome. Thanks again, man. Thanks for everything. And I didn't even get to touch on it, but that turnkey investing podcast you have is also another huge tool.
Oh, thanks, dude. Thank you.
That's freaking awesome. It's like, you want to teach someone about real estate, you know, just like, let them listen to that and then sell them buy and hold.
All right. I like you. I want to bring you on more often. Promote my stuff for me. I appreciate it. All right, bud. Have a good one, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care, man. Thanks for having me.
Contrary to popular belief, a lack of funding is not the biggest barrier to starting a business. It's excuses. But don't let a lack of funding be your excuse. We are Epic Fast Funding, and we'd like to fund your business with up to $150,000 in revolving credit lines. If you've got 60 seconds and a solid credit score, you could have access to your funds in as little as 7 days. Go to epicfastfunding.com to fill out our 60-second application. It's fast, it's simple, up to $150,000 in as little as 7 days. Go to epicfastfunding.com.
Alrighty, that's it for today. I'll see you next week, or catch me tomorrow on Turnkey Real Estate Investing. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.